Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. It's now time for one of the most popular segments on the show, both with listeners and for us. It's Book Picks. This week's Book Picks comes to us from Connie Brooks of Battenkill Books in Cambridge, New York. And if you don't know where Cambridge is, it's about an hour away and probably a destination you shouldn't travel from if it's really, really snowy. Did that stop Connie? Of course not.
No.
And she is with us this morning to talk about an incredible list of books. And it's a thrill to see her shining face. Thank you very much for being here.
Well, it wasn't snowing in Cambridge when we left, so it will be snowing when we return.
Absolutely. I have to say, I was in the store yesterday picking up some stuff for the holidays, and the store looks great.
Thank you.
It was bustling.
Yes.
I was like, my God, it's Monday afternoon. Nobody's going to be around. I'll just go down, and it'll be quiet, and good Lord.
I remember thinking when you walked in, I've still got to write all of my notes for Book Picks tomorrow, and we're this busy, and I don't know how I'm going to do all that, but it's all good.
But you did. You have some wonderful books to talk about, so let's get started.
Okay.
And where would you like to begin?
So I went heavy on books that I think would be great for gift giving because
Excellent.
It seems like a perfect time of year for that.
Now
so I start with the new book by Amy Tan, which is called The Valley of Amazement. And if you love the Joy Luck Club, which was the one that kind of put Amy Tan on the map, then this new one is for you. And I really think this is one of her, if not the best book that she's written so far. And as she does so well, it's the story of multiple generations of women in a family. It's primarily the story of Violet, the privileged Chinese-American daughter of a madam of Shanghai's most exclusive courtesan house. However, Violet's future is irrevocably altered during the upheaval when the Qing dynasty is overturned. The inside view of the courtesan houses of Shanghai will remind readers of Memoirs of a Geisha by Arthur Golden. It is a complex and cutthroat world. Both women in the story, mother and daughter, suffer violent betrayals at the hands of lovers. Yet, like steel, though hardened, they emerge stronger than ever. And Tan really, she doesn't rush the story. It's a very lavish story. She kind of just lets the fates of the characters play out, which I just think is genius. And I think that everyone will really, really enjoy this new one by her.
It is. It's an amazing novel.
It is.
It's one of those books that you just become fully immersed in.
Yeah, that's what I felt too. I sunk into
beautiful.
That world when I opened it up.
It's really stunning stuff. In fact, Amy Tan is going to be with us on the in the book show in a few weeks. We recorded a show with her in New York, and she's just an amazing writer.
Mm,
and,
she is.
It's all good stuff. So, The Valley of Amazement by Amy Tan. And we look forward to hopefully you read it and love it as much as we did.
That's right.
Next up.
Next is a book called Knitting Yarns, Writers on Knitting. And this is edited by Anne Hood. And in this beautiful little book, 27 well-known writers tell stories about how knitting challenged, healed, or changed them. Barbara Kingsolver describes shearing a sheep for yarn. Elizabeth Berg writes about her frustration at failing to knit. Anne Patchett writes about the scarf that knits together the women she's loved and lost. Kaylee Jones finds the woman who used knitting to help raise her in France and heals old wounds. Also included are five original knitting patterns created by Helen Bingham. And it's a perfect book for gift giving. And I myself have put this in the hands of so many people. They come in, they're looking for someone who likes to craft, knit, crochet, what have you, but they don't dare buy them like a knitting pattern book. This is the perfect book to give that person. So
it is Knitting Yarns, Writers on Knitting, edited by Anne Hood. And these are all great writers and
Absolutely.
Great people, a lot of fun. essays included. Knitting Yarns is the name of the book. Next up.
Next is a very fun nonfiction choice, and it's a book called Princesses Behaving Badly, Real Stories from History Without the Fairy Tale Endings. And it's by Linda Rodriguez McRubbie. We all know the Disney endings, Happily Ever After and all of that, but the lives of real princesses couldn't be more different. Sure, there were a few who were graceful and benevolent leaders, but just as many were ruthless in their quest for power. Princess Stephanie von Hohenlohe was a Nazi spy. Empress Elizabeth of the Austro-Hungarian Empire slept wearing a mask of raw veal. Princess Olga of Kiev murdered thousands of men. And Princess Rani Lakshmibai waged war on the battlefield, charging into combat with her toddler son strapped to her back.
Wow.
Princesses Behaving Badly offers short vignettes of all these princesses and dozens more. Let's be clear, this is a book for adults, not for kids, but it's a fascinating read for history buffs and anyone seeking a different kind of bedtime story.
Princesses Behaving Badly by Linda Rodriguez McRobbie, and sounds very, very fun. Next up.
Next is a gorgeous book called A Simpler Way of Life, Old Farmhouses of New York and New England. It's written by William Morgan, and the photographs are by Trevor Tondro. And the book celebrates our region's finest examples of the vernacular farmhouse. It documents 19 outstanding old farmhouses through striking photography. These were farmhouses built by the Dutch, English, French, and Scottish settlers of the region, and not by architects. And as a result, they were simple, well-built, and handcrafted from local natural materials. The 19 houses in the book have all been carefully and thoughtfully adapted for modern life and retain their simple, homey charm. And the book kind of travels through time. It starts with some of the relatively primitive houses from the 17th century and moves through the more refined styles of the 19th century. It's absolutely gorgeous, and I highly recommend it.
It is A Simpler Way of Life, Old Farmhouses of New York and New England, William Morgan, photographs by Trevor Tondro. And next we go to the everybody needs a cookbook.
Yes, I brought
around
in
the holidays.
I brought in two cookbooks because it is that time of year. I only sell cookbooks in the months leading up to Christmas. We don't really sell on the rest of the year. So it is the season. And the first one that I want to recommend is called The Good Housekeeping Christmas Cookbook from the editors at Good Housekeeping Magazine. This makes a great hostess gift or for anyone on your list who likes to cook and likes a little Christmas cheer about the house. The Christmas cookbook includes tried and tested recipes from both the magazine's archive of favorites and from celebrities like Ina Garten, Martha Stewart, and Bobby Flay. The book contains more than 300 recipes from cranberry mojitos to gingerbread whoopie pies, and also includes festive decorating tips and ideas for homemade gifts. So it makes a great present, whether that's for someone on your list or yourself.
Excellent. The Good Housekeeping Christmas Cookbook from the editors at Good Housekeeping.
And the next cookbook, I was a little skeptical, and my husband wanted me to order this book for him, and I thought, you know, how many cookbooks can one household take? This is Good Meat, The Complete Guide to Sourcing and Cooking Sustainable Meat by Deborah Krasner. But when I saw it, I fell in love. The cookbook is, as its subtitle suggests, a comprehensive guide to sourcing and enjoying sustainable meat, and it is also a gorgeous cookbook. First, it will help you understand the different sources of meat, as well as aid you in choosing cuts, including ones that you might be unfamiliar with. Second, free-range and grass-fed meat often needs to be cooked a bit differently from the usual grocery store fare, and the expert recipes will guide you. Good Meat covers it all. Many standard cuts of beef and pork are here, but so are recipes for less common products, such as sweetbreads and trotters. And I myself brined a free-range chicken the other night from a recipe in the book, and it was wonderful. And then we did a slow-cooked pork butt over the weekend using a traditional New England recipe that's in the book, and it was heavenly.
So, Good Meat.
I hope you're not hungry out there.
That's a great
now
title.
You will be.
It Good is. Meat. A great gift item, unless the person you're giving it to is a vegetarian. And
yeah, well,
there's
let's
great
skip
vegetarian
it.
Cookbooks that you can choose right. as well. Good Meat, The Complete Guide to Sourcing and Cooking Sustainable Meat. Next.
So I'm going to finish up with two books for children. And my choice for the kind of 8 to 12 year old set is a book called Ghost Hawk by Susan Cooper. Susan Cooper, of course, a Newbery medalist. This new one by Cooper is a story of adventure and friendship between a young Native American and a colonial New England settler. One winter day, Little Hawk sets out into the woods alone, armed only with his bow, tomahawk, and one knife traded for by his father with the new white settlers. If he survives 3 months, he will be a man. John Wakely, a young settler, is only 10 when his father dies. He has experienced the warmth and friendship of the nearby tribes, yet his fellow colonists aren't as accepting of the native people. When he is apprenticed to a barrel maker, John sees how quickly the relationships between settlers and natives are deteriorating. His friendship with Little Hawk will put both boys in grave danger. And then my last one, this is a picture book, and it's called Please Bring Balloons by Lindsay Ward. And it's not a Christmas picture book. I thought long and hard about which picture book to bring in, but it is a really fanciful book, perfect for holiday giving. Emma, our heroine, discovers what happens when you magically ride a carousel animal right off the platform. Emma has a handful of balloons and a magical polar bear to show her the way. Emma and her bear guide soar all the way to the Arctic and back, all before bedtime, of course, and show us all that magic is real and dreams do come true.
Dreams do come true.
They do.
Please Bring Balloons by Lindsay Ward is the name of the book. We post each week's book picks and the list and all of our segments as well online at wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, battenkillbooks.com to find out more information. For goodness sakes, go visit them. They're in right on Main Street in Cambridge, New York, and the store looks beautiful, and you're all decked out for the holidays, and it's just full of great stuff, and you'll just can spend hours there browsing and having a great time. Connie, it's a delight. Safe travels getting home.
Thank you.
And if you just want to wait, I'll be leaving in a few hours. Carpool together.
Sounds good.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.